When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. As I said, we've got a Signet Boost power bank up for grabs. Vossi, let's have a look at the fallout of Teamless Tuesday and start with our... Well, the first game of the weekend will be the Warriors and the Titans. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Jacob Laban comes in for Kurt Capel. So Capel... out of this game injured. They do get Dylan Walker back, which is important. They've played without him this year. I've already said that Zion Mayu'u will make his NRL debut off the bench. And the Titans, well, they go in with the same 17, but David Fifita has been named to start this week. Last week he was off the bench. You'd like to see a little bit more from David Fifita.
0-6 and going over. And what they've got planned is massive. The game is sold out at Go Media Stadium. I'm calling with you the traditional Anzac Day match, Dragons and Roosters on. You're not calling it?
No, I'm not calling it. I'm in studio all day covering the three games.
Oh, wow. All right, okay. Well, we're
kick off at 1:30 and cover everything.
Oh, you could have let me down gently. So we're not calling it, but I'll be there. And what you've got to say, I started doing my notes last night, the Roosters team is back to... by the way, Lieutenant Dan's doing a little cameo with us. The Roosters
good to have you back,
are...
Lieutenant.
Yeah, I know, the Lieutenant, where'd he come from?
Hello, how are we?
Just look at the...
He's on loan. He's on loan.
They're on loan.
On loan,
the Roosters squad, that'd be your best, isn't it? Like, I know you've got Sotili Tupanua... Spencer Lenu sideline, but you haven't had this side for a number of weeks. Have from Tedesco at fullback to Sam Walker back at halfback,
Dom Young on the wing.
Young on the wing.
Good side on paper. Good side. Hopefully they play a bit better than they have been over the past couple of weeks.
Okay, doesn't sound like you're
zooming. I agree with that summation. Yeah. Jack Bird named on the reserves for the Dragons. I would think that he would be right. He should come back in. Does Zach Lomax goes back out on the wing?
Shane Flanagan was telling me part of their build-up, you know, they've had some former greats come in, but also in relation to servicemen telling the stories of war. The trenches in Papua New Guinea, the point hit home to some of these younger footballers. They were told that one trench is here, one trench is there. It was 15 metres apart. They put it basically in football terms. It's a grubber kick away that the enemy is stationed. They are 15 metres apart, the two bunkers, and how wide they were and how big they were. And you would, you know, at any time, you could be in life or death situation, hand-to-hand combat. That's... 15 metres apart, Brandy.
You don't even like to imagine that, Vossi.
Think of the football field. Think of the football field. One team's on the one force is on the goal line. The other one has moved into the 20, and they have bayonets and machine guns. And how lucky are we, Brandy? We never get to experience that.
We are. The third game of Anzac Day is the Storm taking on the Rabbitohs. Same 17 for the Storm that beat the Roosters. For the Bunnies, Damien Cook named it hooker. So there was a bit of debate over whether Cook would start or come off the bench. Peter Mamazoulis has been named to come off the bench. And a big in for the Bunnies, Jai Arrow, also named on the bench. I hope that shoulder's good enough to get him through the season. He'll have to nurse it through the season after I've chatted to Jai when he was in at Fox Sports a few weeks ago. And it will be, it's just one of those jobs. He's going to have to put up with it all year if he can. If he can,
all right.
Big in for the Bunnies.
Now, that's the three matches for Anzac Day. Now, Brandy, because you are not on air tomorrow, you will lock in your tips today. But I'm going to just keep the powder dry. But you already know what I'm doing on Anzac Day. We're both the same on Anzac Day. We're both on the Dragons bus. Are you still, or you haven't changed?
No, I'm sticking with the Dragons. Yeah. It's Warriors, Dragons, Storm.
Let's get back to the big positive story or feel-good story from yesterday, although it's sad because he's had to finish not quite how he wanted, Dale Finucane. But the run home with Joel and Fletch got the big get yesterday. Got the man on the line who announced his retirement yesterday. He was the one and only Dale Finucane.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's been sort of something that's been in the process for a number of weeks. But, you know, as I spoke about earlier today, like I didn't want to leave any stone unturned in terms of, you know, potential to play. And I just would have felt regret in a year's time if I didn't, you know, seek every avenue to potentially try and play. And that probably came to fruition on Thursday last week where, you know, I'd had conversations with some ex-players who've had some concussion issues, some current players who've had some issues themselves. And, you know, in combination with talking to medical experts in my club, it really wasn't down to a decision to make. It was sort of more or less made for me. So, as I said, I'm glad that sort of, you know, I've been able to address the playing group and it's out public now. But
so he still had another two years to run on that deal, yeah, didn't he? It was a 4 years contract with the Sharks.
I'll just dig out the stats. So I'm pretty sure I'm right in saying 7 positive HIAs since 2019, I think, with Dale Finucane. 7 HIAs since 2019. And then recently the one had the fractured eye socket as well. It does make you wonder, though, and I know Peter Fitzsimons obviously got plenty. We've sort of touched on it, but it does make you wonder what someone like James Tedesco would be feeling when Dale Finucane announced that James has had 10. But it says but in James's words, says, I've never had any dramas after the concussion. I bounced back pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So different people, different concussions, different level of concussion.
Can't really judge how James would be feeling or whether he's concerned about that or Vossi, any of the players that have picked up concussions, multiple concussions over a shorter period. I'm thinking it does make you just take a moment and wonder about things. Let's push on to the Eagles-Eels game at Brookie. Alloy A and Brown return. Speaking to a few Manly fans, they love Nathan Brown in the side. And I guess it's off the back of what he did against Penrith. The Panthers at Brookvale Oval when Manly got up in that one. So Nathan Brown, importantly for a lot of Seagulls fans, returns to the lineup. Ethan Sanders, as we said, will make his NRL debut in the halves. Micah Sivo also returns onto the wing for the Eels. Blaise Talangi is the one to drop out of the side. But they've got Kelma Tuolungi, Brendan Hands, and Makatoa on the bench. So a few changes there.
Now, the Tigers and Broncos, the Tigers cannot win at Campbelltown. Like the stats say, they just can't. They just had this shocking run at Campbelltown. And they face the Broncos there. It's the 5:30 game. Let's hope for a big crowd there. In the Tigers, young fella on debut, Solomon Alemalo, Samuela Fainu, he's now into the second row. John Bateman moving to lock. It's we get some back, we lose some for Brisbane. Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds, Brendan Piakura all back. Selwyn Cobbo gone. Ezra Mam gone. So Brisbane, Kev, he can't get a full strength side on the field at the moment.
No, he can't, no. So, Jock Madden will play 5-8 Vossi with Ezra Mam out. Jesse Arthurs will go into the wing. And another return, and yeah, he doesn't make that list of big names, but Dean Mariner, importantly, returns for the Broncos onto the wing.
With a back injury, yeah. Now, the Cowboys, it's a discussion probably not that you can have a brief one on Jason Taumalolo, but where is he headed? So he's been relegated to the bench this week. I'm going to be very curious to see how many minutes Todd Payton has for Jason Taumalolo coming off the bench. Is it just one stint? Does he have one stint either side of, one stint but over either side of half time? Is that it for Jason Taumalolo? If he's coming off the bench, are we talking a 25, 30 minute player? Is that where we've
gone? Maybe. Well, he had a 15 minute stint against the Sharks and then came back on Vossi. It hasn't been good for the Cowboys or Taumalolo. Griffin Neame starts. Thomas McCauley has been named first game for the Cowboys, so he comes off the bench. Big ins for the Panthers. Nathan Cleary returns, as does Taylan May. So when you're talking big ins, Cleary missing the last three is a big
nothing bigger. Nothing bigger. Cowboys. Oh, there we go. Damn. Then, of course, Dolphins Knights at Suncorp. I wonder how big that crowd can be on Sunday. Trey Fuller keeps the fullback jersey. David Armstrong to make his NRL debut for the Knights. Dane Gagai taking his place in the centres. And the halves this week, Tyson Gamble, Jackson Hastings, if they don't make a late change like they did last week. And the final game, Raiders Sharks, Kyo Weeks into the halves for the Raiders to partner Ethan Strange. And we now know that Braden Trindle out, Daniel Atkinson coming into the squad. Sione Katoa
is back
from suspension. So Sam Stone Street back with Newtown. That's Team List Tuesday.
That is.
Have you say?
Yeah, I think we take a break. We'll do our tips late. I'll do my tips later in the show, Vossi.
Oh, yeah, keep us waiting even a little longer. Don't want to do it.
Just drag it out a bit.
All right. 1300 01 1170, the Great Southern Bank open line here on The Breakfast Show.